This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. At least 19 children dead, two adults killed too, after an 18-year-old gunman opened fire at a Texas elementary school. He was shot dead by law enforcement. School Superintendent Hal Harrell.
My heart was broken today. We're a small community, and well, we need your prayers to get us through this.
The AP's Mike Gracia.
In Uvalde, Texas, a town of about 16,000, about 75 miles from the border with Mexico, a gunman attacked an elementary school Tuesday.
I keep asking questions of what's going on, and nobody's telling me anything.
Ryan Ramirez was one of the dozens of worried parents. By night's end, authorities said at least 19 children had been killed by an 18-year-old gunman. Two adults also lost their lives, as did the gunman, who was wearing body armor. The attack came just 10 days after a deadly racist rampage in Buffalo, New York. I'm Mike Gracia.
We still don't know why this happened. Officials identified the gunman as Salvador Ramos, who lived in the community. Hours after the tragedy, President Biden addressed the nation.
As a nation, we have to ask, when in God's name are we going to stand up to the gun lobby? When in God's name we do what we all know in our gut needs to be done?
President Biden speaking to the nation last night after the tragedy. The president calling for new gun restrictions. Today, he'll sign an executive order on policing. Today is the second anniversary of George Floyd's death. The president's order requires federal law enforcement to review and revise policies on the use of force. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp easily won his primary yesterday. Kemp will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in the fall. And Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock will face Republican football legend Herschel Walker for a Senate seat in Georgia. This is AP News. The forecast is for a record-shattering Atlantic hurricane season. The AP's Ben Thomas with what federal meteorologists are saying.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Atlantic hurricane season forecast calls for 14 to 21 named storms, with 6 to 10 becoming hurricanes and as many as 6 major hurricanes, with winds topping 110 miles per hour. Each of the last 6 Atlantic hurricane seasons have been above normal, which is a record. Among the factors this year, forecasters point to warmer ocean temperatures overall, La Niña, which sees equatorial waters in the Pacific cool, climate change, an active monsoon season in West Africa, and long-term patterns. There have been more Category 4 and 5 U.S. landfalls in the last 5 years than the previous 50. I'm Ben Thomas.
The Dow gained 48 points yesterday. The S&P fell 32. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.